The economic slowdown in the U.S. is hitting Mexicans who work here, and that in turn is hurting their homeland. Mexico's second largest source of foreign currency after oil exports is the money workers send home from other countries. Mexico's central bank says those funds are drying up rapidly, and Mexicans are heading home, as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Aldo Cuevas is spray-painting a car on the street in Tarimbaro. He was born in this small village in Michoacán. As a young man, he went to Minnesota to do construction work. He says he had a good life there. His four kids were born in St. Paul. He eventually became a citizen. But 3 months ago, the entire family moved back to Mexico.
I lost my job, and I don't make enough money to survive.
Cuevas says in St. Paul, between what his wife earned and his wages, they were making about $1,000 a week. But when he lost his job, they could no longer pay the rent. So now he's fixing up old cars and trying to resell them. He says it's tough to make a living in Mexico.
If you work for somebody, you're just going to make like 150 pesos. And my spend every day is like 300 pesos. So where are you going to get the other 150 from, you know?
The peso has been fluctuating wildly lately, but the typical wage of 150 pesos equals about $12 to $15 a day. Cuevas says the good thing about Mexico is that he doesn't have to pay rent because his family has a house here. The state of Michoacán has roughly 8 million people. Local officials say almost half the population, somewhere between 3 and 4 million people, work in the United States, many of them illegally. And the same is true for Tarimbaro. For decades, young men and women left this town's cobblestone plaza, dominated by fruit vendors and a Spanish colonial cathedral, for Chicago, Los Angeles, and Houston. A scrap vendor in a beat-up El Camino slowly cruises past Cuevas' house, calling for people to bring out their aluminum. At a small shop selling vegetables around the corner, Maria Osli Palminia Martinez says the entire village is being hurt by the economic downturn north of the border. Her husband was working on construction sites in Florida, but when that dried up, he moved to San Antonio, Texas to look for work. She said he had been supporting her and her four children.
Me mandaba entre $1,000 y 1,500 cada mes.
He was sending me $1,000 or $1,500 a month, she says. And now the reality is that he sends $300 a month, or at the most, $600. The local butcher says that people in Tarimbaro are buying a lot less meat because they can't afford it. Palminia says for her family of five, even beans on their current budget are expensive. Antonio Garcia Conejo, who chairs the Migration Committee of the Michoacán State Legislature, says even more changes are coming in the near future. Remittances are expected to continue to drop. Even if just 10% of the Michoacán migrants decide that for them the American dream is over, this could mean an influx of hundreds of thousands of people to one of Mexico's poorest states. And Congressman Garcia acknowledges that there are no jobs waiting for the returnees.
No, hay serias complicaciones, es una realidad.
No, there's no work, he says. There are some serious complications. This is a reality. And some officials expect the reverse migration could be even larger, perhaps millions of people rather than just hundreds of thousands. Garcia says most of the migrants came from rural parts of Michoacán, and the state is going to try to reintegrate them into agriculture.
Porque mínimo tenemos que garantizarles a la gente que retorne, pues que tenga una alternativa por lo menos de comer.
For a minimum, we have to guarantee for the people who get back at least that they'll have something to eat, he says. If they're not going to have any income, at least they'll have food, and thus we have to focus on agricultural production. The congressman adds, however, that this could be a great opportunity for Michoacán. He points out that the migrants are some of Michoacán's most ambitious citizens. He says the challenge is going to be, with shrinking resources, to direct their skills and ambition to rebuild this impoverished Mexican state. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.